Emmy. I made out with our family friend. She'd have been like, I'm telling mom. Like, no, you can't do that.
Hello. Welcome to Smash Cut. This is a preview episode of a new radio series from young artists in Baton Rouge. Enjoy.
God, my mom cannot listen to this because she will know. Oh my God, no. I just thought of that. Okay, so she can't listen to this one. Okay, I don't know, like, any, who do I not know a name? Like, someone that I don't know with this name. We'll call him Ryan Berkman. All right. It's going to be so weird to call him Ryan, but let's do this. Okay, so we've been friends for forever. Just grown up together, always been friends. And the other day, it's the day after I tore my ACL, and I was bored out of my mind. And my two roommates and I and one of my roommates' boyfriends, we all got together, and we were just drinking and having fun. And I invited my friend Ryan over to hang out. I actually had my first kiss at 19 fairly recently. It was like, I want to get this over with kind of thing. So I just kissed someone I knew. Not a big deal, whatever, moved on. Since then, I've kissed two other people, and then the good kiss was with the third person, the most recent one. And like I was saying, we've known each other for a really long time. We were all hanging out. And after, like, kind of everyone, we were having fun. I didn't drink anything because my legs all fucked up, and I could barely walk to begin with. So we went into my room to watch Netflix, or technically Hulu, because I don't have Netflix. So we were watching Hulu, and we were watching Invader Zim. You know, Pig! I love doing that. And then he literally just, like, I mean, we were snuggled up, but, I mean, that's not, like, the weirdest thing for us. It's, like, I mean, not super normal, but whatever. We once spooned while we were both drunk, so, I mean, so we know how to spoon pretty well. And he pulls my face over to his. I was on the right, he's on the left. And we start kissing, and it was really, like, gentle at first and soft, and there was no tongue at first. And I'm not a huge fan of tongue, so that was good. Eventually there was tongue, and I was into it because he knew what he was doing. He just, it was not too much. It wasn't, like, slobbery and gross. It was, like, just the right amount, you know? Just, like, right flicks, kind of stuff like that. And I don't know what made it a good kiss. I guess maybe that I've known him so long and it just felt natural. With other people, I'm usually, like, really hesitant. And I'm like, I don't know you. This is uncomfortable. Stop. But because we've known each other for, like, our entire lifetimes, I was like, this is right. This feels, I feel comfortable allowing you to touch me and to do stuff because I know you. He also, like, bit my bottom lip a lot, which was real hot. Like that a lot. That's definitely hot. I'm into that. This is so weird to talk about. Okay. With the other person I had kissed previously, there was too much tongue and uncomfortableness, and it just felt wrong, you know? Like that's just all they wanted. They were rushing into it. Like, that was their end goal, was to touch me and to make out. Whereas with Ryan, it was more of just of, like, hey, we've got some time to kill. Want to see where things go? And with the other person, I guess I didn't know them as well. And it just felt really rushed. And I didn't feel comfortable opening myself up to them in a way like that. Like, they definitely went from, like, my boob at one point, and I was like, no. I was like, pushed hand back down. It's like, nah, that's for you. You hold that. You hold your own hand. I mean, yeah. Whereas with Ryan, boobs were touched. That was fine. I felt totally okay with it. I think one thing that was really good is that, like, it was soft at first, and there was definitely, like, an emotional connection, even though we both knew that no one wanted anything other than, like, what we already had. But I think there was a lot of built-up tension is one of the things, because there's always been, like, underlying sexual tension between us, and it was finally just like, aha, look, we did it. No one can know, but we did it. But what worked, like, physically was just that, like, we weren't rushing each other and it was slow. And I don't know. It was just right. We're not dating. We're actually not anything but friends anymore as of very recently. But we work as friends, so I think it just felt natural. And then we were laughing, actually, after it a little while later, and we both thought, first of all, this was not how we expected this to happen. He was like, yeah, I thought we'd always kiss, but not here, not now, not watching Invader Zim. Eventually, we turned off Invader Zim because that was getting weird. The aftermath with Ryan, there was a lot of laughing, kind of some confusion, because, well, what the fuck? That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did happen, and it was nice. I was also, like, in pajamas and looking gross AF, so didn't think that was going to be the end of that. I'm usually just, like, a mess to begin with, so this just seems real natural, you know?
Would you ever kiss this person again?
Yeah. I would definitely kiss him again, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I think we're good.
We're solid. We're good solid. Answer. We're done.
We're good.
And that was Digital Kissing Booth. The concept for that piece was by Mallory O'Segan and myself, Alexander Charles Adams. And I'm also the producer of Smash Cut. If you want to find out more about Smash Cut, you can follow us on Twitter at SmashCutCast and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/SmashCutCast. Thanks for tuning in.
I always, like, I have the same alias that I use every
time. What is it?
Ryan Burke. Like,
Ryan Burke.
I've signed up for, like, a sex website or, like,
anything. Oh, okay.
It's always been Ryan Burke. Sometimes he's Ryan Berkman.
Oh. Oh.
If I'm trying to go for, like, an older crowd. I had a manhunt profile, like, for a hot period of time, it was Ryan Berkman instead of Ryan Burke.
Sweet. Yeah. Good stuff.
So, Colin Ryan.
Just Ryan?
You made out with my alter ego?
I did.
Oh my god, is my alter ego bisexual?
Apparently.